Bitch, I'm from the land till I die. Welcome to another episode of Sellouts, the podcast for MGK fans by MGK fans, presented by Pink Fox. I'm your host, Mike Kyle, and today I am joined by the young prince from Cleveland himself, Iggy LaHora from, from Instagram is where you probably know him. He's got 10K on Instagram, got a few thousand on TikTok, and is absolutely crushing it, an up-and-coming musician from Cleveland, my hometown as well. So Iggy, welcome to the show.
What's good?
Dude, I'm stoked that you're here. You've actually been a customer of ours before.
Yes,
I actually just reordered recently, and it was like, yeah, dude, we got to get you on this for sure. So yeah. Thanks for being here, dude.
Appreciate it.
So I guess just to start off, right, who is Iggy? Give us your backstory. You do a lot of shit, and it's really fucking cool. So let's just go start there, dude.
So my name's Iggy. I'm from Cleveland. You already know. Big MGK fan of the culture, fan of the family, you know. I play drums. I just taught myself guitar, and that's it, pretty much. Just living the dream.
Yeah, you know? For sure, dude. And let's just go right into Kells, right? Obviously, being from Cleveland, you know, this is cool. We both get to kind of share this, like, where we see it from the inside a little bit in that way. So for you, dude, you know, first off, like, how old are you?
I'm 14.
All right, so you're 14, right? So we got up and coming here, right? Yeah. We had Xander on before, we had Laz, now we're bringing on Iggy. So, dude, when did you start listening to MGK, being that you're just 14?
I started listening, I think, maybe 2 years ago. I remember I used to be a huge fan of, like, 21 Pilots and shit. And I remember one day I was just playing and I heard Forget Me Too on YouTube. It came up on my recommended feed. I wanted to get into more of like a Travis Barker type shit. And I saw him on like the music video cover or like the in the music video. So I tried it out and I was like, dude, this is actually dope as fuck. Like, and I saw the pink guitar and shit and I was like, dude, this dude's him, you know?
Yeah.
And from there on, I became a really big fan of Tickets to My Downfall. And after a while, I started getting to more of his old stuff, a little bit older stuff. So, like, I began listening to, like, Hotel Diablo and shit like that. And then probably after a year about listening, I went, like, all the way back. I began listening to, like, Lace Up, General Admission, and his EPs and shit.
Yeah, so you're all the way ingrained now.
Yeah.
For sure. Cool. So, I obviously, you know, being a drummer, Travis, you know, GOAT. Just goat emojis all over the screen right now. So that was like the big pull, right?
Yeah,
just kind of going through YouTube, you know, Forget Me Too pops on. You're like, oh shit, Travis is in this. Let me go now. Kind of dive down the rabbit hole of Tickets and just kind of Kells in general.
Yeah. And then after, I think Forget Me Too is when I heard Bloody Valentine. And I was like, and I heard that guitar solo. I'm like, dude. This shit is so fucking good. I gotta, like, dive in deeper, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. My brother, I think, is maybe one of, like, my favorite, like Kells stories. He grew up a big MGK fan, really, like, fell off over the past few years or so. But when Forget Me Too came out, or when Tickets came out and he listened to Forget Me Too, he's like, this might be, like, a top three Kells song. And it was, like, really cool to see him, like, come back into it in that way where he's just like, yeah, the song's good. And I was like, all right, cool. We're back. We need more stuff like this.
Yeah.
So I guess just, like, going into that, is that, like, when did you start playing drums? And you'll see how I'm kind of tying this all together.
I started playing drums, I think, when I was around 9. Like I said before, I was, like, a huge 21 Pilots fan. I was a big fan of Josh Dunn. And I remember I would just listen to their songs. I'm like, dude, I could play that. That sounds I kind of know what he's playing. And I started going, my dad started taking me to like Guitar Center and I started playing. I probably went there almost every week or something until he eventually got me an electric kit and I just started playing off of that and then eventually built to an acoustic kit and then it just went off from there. So basically I started around maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah. And so if you're starting at 8 and 9, right, you're in like that beginner phase and now you're really just working your way up. I mean, we see your shit all the time on Instagram and it fucking crushes, right? So for you now, like, what is this past 2 years with like Kells and just this revival of drums, rock, pop, punk. Like, what's that been like, kind of like to fuel your growth?
It's definitely teaching me life lessons for sure, because, you know, you gotta, like, with the outside world and shit and the controversy, you gotta, like, learn to, like, keep your ground and not let people get to you. Because, you know, like, it's very like, the music we listen to, I guess, to other people is controversial. But yeah. It definitely teaches us how to, like, block that out and, like, just, mm-hmm. like, the shit we want to listen to. And it's, like, us versus them, you know? Yeah. And it's just, pop punk has helped me become a fan of, like, the culture and, like, get more into, like, different cooler genres from, like, early 2000s and shit. So it's definitely a dope-ass place to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And how has it benefited just, like, your skill set overall, I guess?
It's definitely a lot, because I remember when I used to play a lot of, like, 21 Pilots and shit, it was a lot of, like, easy stuff, and I was like, dude, I gotta get better. So I started doing the Travis Barker shit. And that took me to a whole nother level. I remember in the beginning it was hard, but I stuck with it, because when I listened to it, I was like, dude, I gotta learn how to play this. It sounds dope as fuck. And it was just you had to keep going with it, you know, and just put in the time and the work and just keep on going. And then eventually you build up your strength and shit.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely, you know, and you actually answered a bit of my next question, which was, how did you get started with music, right? So I guess, like, yeah. Right, so you had, you know, you were taking drum lessons, you know, since you were 9, but, like, what pushed you to even start?
Actually, going back to that, I actually didn't take lessons at first. After a while, when I couldn't really teach myself shit that I wanted to learn, I probably took, like, 1 or 2 lessons. Okay. And that helped me get to the next level. And then from there, I went by myself to the next level. And every few often, I'll have, like, a little, like, meetup with, like, a drum professor or some shit to, like, help me with, like, a little thing I can't figure out. But, wait, what was the question again? I forgot.
How did you get started, just in general, with drums?
Started with drums. It was just, like, I saw a lot of drummers. And I was like, dude, that shit's so fucking cool. When I was younger, I was a big fan of, like, guitar and shit, and I always wanted mm-hmm. to play guitar, but I never really, like, could. I didn't really want mm-hmm. to go to lessons and stuff. So drumming was something I felt like I could teach myself, yeah. And it looked really fun to play. And actually, that skill set of teaching myself to play drums helped me teach myself to play guitar. So they kind of, like, complement each other very well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've seen that you actually had the clip that you – it was your first clip that you posted – you know, with our stuff on, you know, you had the Till I Die crew neck, you had the pink hat that you're wearing right now. And it was medley, right? It was an instrumental medley where you had drums, you had guitar. I think you might've had keys, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it the glass house?
It was glass house one? Yeah.
I was doing, just guitar, and I was using a Roland pad, which is basically like an electric, like, drum machine. So I was like, dude, I remember I recorded that shit at probably like 3 a.m. or something. I was like, it's just the vibe, you know? I just like felt like doing it.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, you got to send me all this stuff so we can use it and just promote the absolute hell out of you and us, right? Win-win all the way around. Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I guess now, right? So it's drums, you got the electric pad, you got your learning guitar, you know, and still kind of developing that one a little bit, because that's a bit, I mean, shit. Literally, right over. Can I grab this right now? Can I grab something for you?
Yeah, for sure.
This is a Niggy exclusive. I'm glad that I got this in just in time to have you on.
Let's see it. Hold up.
I picked it up. Yeah, I picked it up. This was my gift to myself after a pretty successful year one at Pink Fox.
So I'm like, what happened was... It's a funny story about how I actually got in the guitar. First, I was a huge Machine Gun Kelly fan, and I went to my local guitar center to get, like, drum heads and shit. And that's actually where I met. That's where the tickets to my Downfall producer works at. I don't know if he goes by Wavy Duder, and I met him there a couple years ago. Tim,
he's my cousin's cousin. So yeah, I know Tim a bit.
So yeah, I walked in, and he walked out with the black one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, dude, I gotta see it. And he handed it to me, and I started looking. I was like, I called my mom, and I'm like, Mom, I gotta get this shit. It's like the only, and this is actually the first one that came out. before they all came out, and I was like, this is the first one that's out, I really want to get it. And it was around Christmas time, I think. So she was like, I'll get it as your Christmas gift. So I snatched it that day. It was actually cool, as Kel said the first person that would get the guitar, he would FaceTime and talk to them. But unfortunately, he didn't answer the phone, but Tim texted him a picture of the guitar and said that I bought it. So it was pretty dope.
That's fire. Yeah, that's – wow. That's a great Pink Fox exclusive. That's dope, dude. All right, so I guess, like, going into all of this, you know – you've actually just did a show recently over the past few weeks. Was that your first ever show?
That was like my first show for people who came to see music. And I was – that day, I was really disappointed, though, because what happened was I had my monitor pack on, which is like that little like transmitter thing with my headphones going to, and I listen to music while I play. And I sat down. When I sat down, I sat on it, and it changed to different channels. So I couldn't hear shit. So I had to play with no monitors on. All like the engineering guys, they all brought speakers on right next to my ears. And the bad part was that show, I invited Dubs to come watch. Mm. And he came out to watch, but I couldn't really play at my best. But I eventually got used to playing without my monitors. But in the end, it was a dope ass show, and he enjoyed it. So
Dude, tell me more about it.
So that actually what happened was I followed Jacqueline Schiffman, who runs an entertainment company in Cleveland. She works with like Kells and shit at the 27 Club also. And I followed her one day because I heard her name at the, I was trying to get like more involved in the 27 Club, like group with the people there. And I heard her name and I looked her up on Instagram and I saw it, and it was followed by like 20 other people. And, I followed her. Then the next day, she sent me a message saying she needed an opener at the garage shop. And I was like, I had to do it. It was like my first show, my first like legit show. And I took it. And from there on, I went to like the rehearsal with Vince Neroni, who was the guy that won Battle of the Land, his band. I would go to the rehearsal and shit. And then we eventually just played at the garage shop, and it was a dope-ass show.
Yeah, dude, that's so sick. And again, right, it's so wild to see like the budding successes of all the young artists coming out of EST, right? Like, again, you're the third person under 15 that I've had on this podcast.
Yeah.
Which, if you were to have told me when I started this, you know, 6 months ago, hey, you're going to do this podcast where you interview MGK fans and three of your guests are going to be under 15 doing incredible things already, I would have been like, there's no fucking way. Like, what? And like, respectfully, why would I talk to a 14-year-old about this?
Yeah,
you know. It's dope, dude. And it's like that really is what we're trying to do with all of this. With all this, it's all about, you know, our brand motto is be the rock star of your life. And you and Xander and Laser, like, you guys are all doing it, and it's fucking sick.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool, dude. So let's go back to the instruments just a little bit here. All right. So is drums your favorite? Like, we know you're the best.
Is drums your favorite? Drums is definitely my favorite. I got the guitar because anytime I see Kells, I just want to know what it feels like to be him, because I see him and he's like fucking rocking out. So playing guitar definitely like helps me like know what that feeling's like. And the same thing for the drums. Like, I saw Travis Barker, I want to know what it feels like to be him.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's fun to like to do that and shit, you know. But drums is definitely my favorite because I don't know, I can vibe on it a little more, and it's just like I just love beating the shit out of stuff, you know.
it's kind of like your own little rage room, right?
Yeah, it's definitely very therapeutic, because I get to listen to my favorite songs, and I get to like just like vibe along to them the whole time.
That's so fire. I never thought about that. All right, so story time here a little bit. As you just said that, I'm having like flashbacks in my head. So I grew up as a big basketball player, okay?
Yeah.
And so in our basement in my house, it was all a wood floor. And so whenever I would get mad or upset or whatever, like as I was growing up, I'd literally just take the ball and I would just start, I'd be in the basement dribbling. That was always my thing, kind of to like escape. And as I'm like thinking about me dribbling in the basement, I'm now thinking about you. If, you know, something happens, you're at school, you ask a girl, that doesn't go well, right? You then just come home, bang on drums, and it's the exact same kind of thing.
Yeah. definitely, like, when I got, like, shit going on, I think about, like, the people that I'm just pissed about, them in, like, the nosebleeds, and I'm just, like, on stage, like, just playing, like, a fucking, like, hard-ass show, and they're just, like,
that's so fucking
there.
Fire, bro.
Yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
So, you said that you've seen Kells before, right?
Yep.
So, how many shows have you been to? What shows did you see at, Matt? I have been
to two shows. I definitely want to go to more, because usually for artists, I usually see them once on each tour. I don't really have time to see them like multiple times or like follow them around the country. Yeah. But the first one I went to the Double Xmas 2021. At the time, though, I didn't really know how to go to a concert, so this video is of me, like, head bobbing. I looked like the biggest, like, idiot in there. But I was definitely my favorite show. But the second one I saw was the Mainstream Sellout one. That one, I felt it was a better show, but the 2021 felt more iconic in a way. And for the 2022 one at the Mainstream Sellout, I got really disappointed because
Was that at the Brown Stadium?
Yeah, the Brown Stadium one.
Where was that? Okay, gotcha. Okay,
yeah. I went to the Pit for that one because me and my friend won tickets from Justin, the guitarist.
Cool. Yep.
And we were in the Pit, and I didn't drink any water before I went there. And I got really scared that, like, I might, like, pass out. And yeah. I wasn't going to, but, like, the fear of passing out made me feel like I was going to pass out. Mm-hmm. So, and I got really disappointed because I left the Pit right when Travis got on. To get water, and then we came back right before he left, so we were literally fighting through the crowd to get back to like a good spot. But definitely I think my favorite though was the Double Xmas at 2021.
I was at both those as well, so let's talk about this just a little bit. I was in the Pit for Double Xmas 2021. I was basically on the rail. I was basically row two. For the Brown Stadium, I was like three or four rows behind the Pit.
So for the Mainstream Sellout one at the Brown Stadium, I was second, yeah. I think, behind people. And then when I left, I came back. I was probably maybe seventh or something, but we still had like a good view. But
yeah.
I'm kind of glad though I left because where I was standing, I literally couldn't see anything because the mic stand was like right in front of me, and I couldn't like so.
Yeah, pits are interesting, and it's literally all dependent on stage setup. That is one thing after, especially so you know, dude, I don't know if you've heard me tell the story on the podcast before. You know, I went to six or seven MGK concerts last year. We literally just toured the entire East Coast is what me and my girlfriend did. And it was really cool, like, being able to experience shows from all different angles. And it's not my first time being in pits for some, and just being, like, around that area. And so one of the things that I've always learned now after kind of doing this is first thing you do if you get pit, look at the stage setup.
Yeah.
Because if you can look at the stage setup, what happens is, especially if you have, like, the Mainstream Sellout setup, for example, where it's like a T-shaped stage, where it goes out and then it outwards left to right, and then there's like the mini catwalk down the center.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's going to flock towards that center.
I would definitely go more towards the side.
That's what I was gonna say. Everyone flocks towards the center. It opens up room for the side, and we know the way that Cal specifically moves around the stage.
Yeah,
and definitely, so, you know. Yeah.
Sure.
Right. And so if you're scrunched into the corners, you're going to be 10 rows back. Whereas if you just went left or right, you're going to be row two. And honestly, it's a much better experience too, because you're not all packed in that tight spot of the tee.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you are new. I want to say new, you know, past few years into, you know, MGK and the MGK kind of as a whole. What's it been like, I guess? Like,
it's definitely
I have a different perspective because I've been here for 11 years, 12 years.
Yeah.
And so I want to hear from your own perspective. What's this been like for you?
It's definitely been a hard journey because in the beginning I just thought I was like listening to a normal artist, and I loved it very much, but definitely the world didn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to not care about what they thought and knew what I was doing was good and what I was listening to was good. Yeah. And it's definitely taught me a life lesson about like blocking all that shit out and just going with like your own path without having people knock you off your path, you know? Yeah. And it's definitely, even like when people do knock me off the path of listening to stuff, his like the lyrics, I relate to his lyrics a lot. So I just listen to that and it kind of makes me like feel better about that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely been a journey for sure. Controversial, yes. Therapeutic, yes. And yeah. But I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, dude, it's interesting, right? It's like this one artist brings you so many different things.
Yeah.
All kind of in the same package. It's wild because you never know what you're going to get at the exact same time. What's EST mean to you now, right? Like, you're in this now. And, you know, we see this stuff. Your Instagram name is literally IggyXX, right? Like, that's your display name. You got EST19XX in the bio. Yeah. Like, what does this mean to you now at this point, man?
It's definitely a family for sure. Like, when I go to the 27 Club and shit, everyone knows me. I know everyone there. It's like a family, you know. It's like us versus them.
Yeah.
We all stand together and we fight everyone else, you know.
Yeah, well said. Has it been cool just to like get like the love on your post from,
for sure,
whether it's people in the band, it's other people in the community, it's the fan accounts, like what's that been like
for you? It's definitely, I love it a lot because like it just definitely shows me like the relationship I built with that, like with EST and shit. And it's just like a family, you know, like it makes you feel good that like people from the family like support you and you support them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Let's wrap it up with this. All right, let's go 5 rapid fire MGK questions. These aren't fact-based or anything, so it's not a gotcha game.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask some opinionated questions, and you just got to tell me which one you're going to do, all right?
All right, sweet.
All right, you only get one album to listen to for the rest of your life. Tickets to My Downfall or Mainstream Sellout?
Tickets to My Downfall. I would say Tickets because I think Mainstream Sellout is a better album, but Tickets to My Downfall has better songs on it.
Cool.
So I would choose Tickets.
Let's go with Pink Guitar or Black Guitar.
So, as a fan of Machine Gun Kelly, I choose the black, but the pink is more iconic, I feel like. Because when you see a pink guitar, you instantly think of Machine Gun Kelly. You know, no one else does that. When you see a black guitar, you have to be a fan of him to know that's his. Mm-hmm. But when you see the pink, you know it's his. So, I would probably choose the black, but, like, I think the pink's more iconic.
Cool. Let's go with, what's your favorite MGK rap song?
Right now, I got Hold Up, Shut Up on repeat. That's like my favorite right now.
That's a deep cut.
Mm-hmm. But my rap song is probably El Diablo because it came out on my birthday. I realized that a couple months ago. But right now it's Hold Up, Shut Up. But like for my all time, it's El Diablo. That's like my song, you know?
Cool. Nice. Yeah. Let's go with, if you could see Kells perform anywhere in the world, where would you see him perform at?
Cleveland. That's not even a question, dude. You know?
Fuck yeah.
Cleveland.
Cool. And then, is this question 4 or 5?
I think 4.
This is question 4. All right. I had one. I wanted to save it towards the end. I didn't want to burn it right now. So let's go with, see, I feel like I was going to ask you blonde hair or pink hair. But based on your previous answers, I think. Oh, I thought you were gonna go pink.
Nah, blonde. Young blonde Don. You know, it's like he's known for that shit. You know.
Then we're keeping this in. That's question 4 because I thought for sure you were gonna go with pink. Cool. Nah, and then blonde. So question 5. If you had to play one MGK song perfectly on drums, or else you died, which song are you picking?
Bloody Valentine, I think. It's like iconic, and that the drum solo, and it's perfect.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is IggyXX. You can follow me on Instagram. The link will be down below. Bro, thanks for coming on. This is fucking awesome.
Appreciate it. Appreciate having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave a like, subscribe down below so you never miss another one. And also, you can use promo code sellouts at checkout at pinkfucks.com to receive 10% off. And with that, we will see you in the next episode. Later.
I'll see you.